welcome to Unza Radio Menus broadcast at 17.5 hours. The headlines in local news. Road Development Agency engaged China over the Lusaka-Mungu Road rehabilitation. Ruling on Nakachinda's bail set for 10 November. Israeli military ex-top lawyer arrested as scandal over video leak deepens. And in sports news, football analyst commends current FAS administration. With the news in detail, my name is Sumili Sitali. In local news, the Road Development Agency, RDA, has engaged China in Geoengineering Corporation in joint venture with Chipangano Builders Limited for the rehabilitation of approximately 87.3 kilometers of the Lusaka-Mungu Road from Tateyoyo Gate to Katundu Kaluku Junction in Western Province. The total cost for the rehabilitation is over 1 billion value added tax inclusive, with the projected completion time of 30 months from June 24, 2024 to December 24, 2026. The asphalt plant has been established at the base camp in October 2025 and started delivering hot mix asphalt concrete materials on site. The paver machine has capacity to lay full width 9.8 meters without giving longitudinal drain along the center line. The contractor has made a significant progress, particularly asphalt surface of 2.2 kilometers, prime quartz 8.6 kilometers, crushed stone based kerf 2.25, and cement stabilized sabes kerf 3.5 kilometers. The project primarily involves rehabilitating and widening an existing Batmias road, which includes site clearance, extending existing drainage structures, constructing new ones, repairing big bridges along with their erosion and sewer protection measures, earthworks, and establishing new pavement layers. Ruling has been scheduled for November 10, 2025 on the bail application of incarcerated PF Function Secretary General Russell Nakachinda. This follows an appeal against the confirmation of Nakachinda's conviction on charges of defamation of President Hage Ndehejulema. Lusaka High Court Judge Annie Onomuju has reserved ruling after hearing the bail application. Nakachinda's lawyer, Jonas Zimba, urged that the defense had presented convincing legal grounds warranting the granting of bail. Zimba says this in an interview with journalists in Lusaka today, shortly after the in-chambers bail hearing. Nakachinda filed for bail following the High Court's decision to uphold his 8-month custodial sentence handed down by the subordinate court for defamation of the President Hijilema. In upholding the sentence, Judge Onomuju ruled that although the defamation of the President law has since been reappealed and was still in effect in January 2022 when Nakachinda was arrested. Nakachinda was convicted for alleging that President Hage Ndehejulema has been summoning judges to his residence to influence their decision in PF legal matters following the 2021 general election. A governance expert has urged the government to ensure Zambians that the constitutional amendment is not meant to manipulate the 2026 general election. In an interview with Unza Radio, Wesley Nyanda says that there is nothing wrong with the clauses in Bill 7. Rather, the government should continue educating and sensitizing the public on importance these amendments. Nyanda says the constitution is the people's document, and as such, the people's voice must be heard and should be amended for the benefit of the Zambian people rather than to support on favor or favor any political party. He adds that there is no time frame for constitutional amendment. Anytime Zambians feel like changing some parts of the constitution, must do so because it's their right and responsibility to have laws which suit their needs. However, Mianda has raised concerns on the time frame for public consultation, that it is too short to sensitize over 21 million people in Zambia. He says that the government must extend the time frame, even if it's next year, November or December, as long as the Zambian youth are heard and respected. Still in local news, former Minister of Energy Yanfwa Mukanga has urged government to stop blaming the previous administration, particularly the Patriotic Front PF, for its failure to effectively address the ongoing energy crisis. Mukanga sees the recent statement by Vice President Mutalemwa Mbango attributing the current load shedding to population and economic growth, as well as power export contracts signed by the former regime, as an excuse meant to cover up for government's inability to find lasting solutions to the energy challenges. Speaking in an interview with the media in Lusaka today, Mukanga questions that the UPND administration has achieved over the last 5 years if it still attributes its shortcomings to past governance. He further wondered why the country continues to experience power shortages if, as the government claims, all power export contracts have been suspended. Mukanga also urged President Hage Ndeshilema and Vice President Mutalemwa Mango to ensure consistency in their statements on the energy situation to avoid confusion of the public. Founder of Trinet Technology International Zambia has raised concerns over privacy of the internet and innovation due to AI initiatives too. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, John Chongo says AI has allowed people with no expertise in certain ventures like information technology IT to take stance on the legal market with AI created products that others have expertise on. Chongo says AI is a good tool for research, however, it is slowly taking away creativity, hard work, and authenticity of the human mind in terms of work, revenue creation, and skills. He further highlights that regardless of the advantages of AI, his business has benefited from it, and he looks forward to a more innovative AI-inclusive fair market space. Chongo has since appealed to authorities to find a way to regulate AI and strike a balance between AI-generated work and those of expertise. Finally, in local news, the Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has commended the government for facilitating market access for Zambian cattle farmers, culminating in the recent successful shipment of 40 metric tons of beef to the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. CTPD trade and investment researcher Banabas Mwale notes that this milestone marks a significant step forward in Zambia's effort to diversify its export base and strengthen intra-African trade. Mwale also says the center welcomes the government's ambition target to export $1 billion worth of beef annually. He has, however, advised that to achieve this goal, the country must focus on addressing non-tariff barriers, including sanitary and phytosanitary challenges, diseases control, certification system, and quality assurance. Mwale adds that to overcome these obstacles, CTPD is agent investment in modern technological infrastructure for the veterinary department to certify beef as disease-free and compliant with international health standards.